This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later today on the unprecedented second impeachment of President Donald Trump. Democrats hold a majority in the chamber and have enough votes to approve impeachment on their own, but they are being joined by a growing number of Republicans. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, a member of the Republican Party's House leadership team, said in explaining her support for impeachment, "There has never been a greater betrayal by a U.S. president." A small but growing number of other Republicans also said they would vote to impeach Trump after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday to try to upend his reelection defeat, leaving five people dead. If the House approves the impeachment resolution, the matter moves to the Senate for a trial where conviction is far from certain. Meantime, the House on Tuesday night approved a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove Trump with a cabinet vote that he is unable to successfully discharge the duties and powers of his office. Democrats proceeded even though Pence said he would not do what the resolution asked. Pence made his intentions known late Tuesday, in a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he said it would not be in the best interest of the nation and that it was time to unite the country as we prepare to inaugurate President-elect Joe Biden next Wednesday. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the major majority leader, that is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington, Michael Sherwin, says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable up to 20 years in prison. In the run-up to the election, U.S. officials say some of the 10,000 National Guard troops deployed to the nation's capital to help secure the area ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration will be armed, as we just mentioned. Meantime, the military's top leaders have issued a written reminder to all U.S. service members that the deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week was an anti-democratic criminal act, and that the right to free speech gives no one the right to commit violence. The memo signed by all members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is unusual in that the military leadership felt compelled to remind service members that it was wrong to disrupt the constitutional process. The memo issued Tuesday amid worry about renewed violence on Inauguration Day next week. Via remote, this is VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey, again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa. We'll be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off from the Democratic Republic of Congo as I take your mind back, way, way back to Isambe, the sound of Kanda Bongo Man. Yeah, that is going to be real groovy. And right after that, Bivote, the sound of Afrocombo 87 from Sierra Leone, and Mwaye by Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. But first, Isambe by Kanda Bongo Man from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah. love the show, baby.
Mwaye by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and before that, Bivote by Afrocombo 87 of Sierra Leone, and Isambe by Kanda Bongoman of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African beat on the Voice of America. More music coming, and this time to Uganda as Josie Chameleon, Dr. Josie Chameleon in Mama Mbire. Beautiful music.
Miango, the maternity, Sirapu, the Jabri Robichi, Benawa Bigumiro Sobolo Kunkuza, Polikaroji Wakefiriza, Mofuba Sobolo Kunkuza, Nokura Wingato,
Mama Mbire by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Baby, I'm feeling in a bar. We can take it on the sofa. It's 2 in the morning. We can take it to the bay. Then I would kiss your lips, yeah. The way you want it, you got me screaming. I know it's me, but maybe we can do it like Valentine. Baby, I'm feeling the way you just kissing me. Oh, kissing me. Girl, I ain't loser. Girl, I ain't loser. Girl, your time is mine. Oh, yeah. I'll be kissing your lips.
Fast.
African beats.
Africa, Africa.
Voice of America.
Je suis pas la pala, le mimosa, à quoi?
Palapala by Manny Bella of Cameroon, and right before that, The Fast Lane by ZZ of Nigeria and Daja by Kobazi of Liberia. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van De Heer in Washington. This is your favorite music show.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Here we go now with the song Tampale by Fantasy Wiz from Sierra Leone. Until the African beat continues with Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria and Feeling It by I Judah featuring Samini from Ghana. But now it's Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria.
African beats. Voice of America.
I'm falling in love with you.
Featuring Samini from Ghana, and before that, Falling in Love by Chidinma from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. And now let's take some mails that came in. This one says, hello, David. I love this program. You see, when you start playing the African music, it makes me feel really happy. My name is Mukaila from the Republic of Benin. Thank you very much, Mukaila. And another message here says, hi, David. Good evening or good morning, whatever your time is. Wow, David, you are too much on the African beat today. You know, with the African beats, you make me feel so good. You're really touching it. My name is Samuel Nwafo from Nigeria. Thank you very much, Samuel. And with that, let's get back to the hot rocking sounds from across the African continent. Ako Kanu is our next track, and it's coming to us by Kamichi of Rwanda. And right after that, Awu. This one is by Willy Mama featuring Negadon from the Land of the Lions. Awu. But right now, Ako Kanu, the sound of Kamichi from Rwanda.
Baby, come and give me
Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
All the enemies that are all around you, baby, I wanna be your one.